Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Hello!
Hello. Oh, I made
this. What's that?
I made this. You can squeeze it.
How the heck did you make this?
So, it's like a balloon. No, it's actually not Hermes. They're bees, and they blow up when... And I put water in there, and they blow up when they suck the water.
Wow! That's amazing.
That's what it
is, so. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Sean. Whoop, what's it? Come on over here, Sean. So that way I keep an eye on you. How you doing?
Good.
Did you recover from last week's children's sermon?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
I'm recovered from sleeping.
You're recovering from sleeping, huh? Okay. If you walk across the street over here, you go down a little embankment, what are you going to see down there?
Fish.
You're going to see, said water first, right? All right, first thing you see is water. Now, you don't know whether there's anything in there yet. You just see water rushing by, right?
I see.
It's a little stream, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a beautiful little stream. And if you're a sportsman like me and you enjoy fishing, you know, when I first came here and I walked across the street there and I saw that, I said, oh my God, and I got a little closer and I looked in and I could see little trout in there. I got really excited because I love to fish for trout. Now, I grew up on the ocean, actually. We had a summer house that wasn't far from the ocean, and so I did a lot of fishing off the jetties, off the piers, you know, and we'd pull in flounder and sea robins and all kinds of stuff like that. But nothing excites me more than when I catch a trout. And you know what I do after I catch the trout?
Eat it.
No, I don't eat it. Usually 9 times out of 10, what I do is I take it, I admire it, I take the little hook. It's got a barbless hook. In other words, the hook is meant in such a way that when it snags, when the fish takes it into its mouth, it doesn't remain there, it can spit it out. You can remove it without injuring the fish. So I removed the hook from the mouth, and I look at it, I admire it, I kiss it on the nose, and then I put it back into the stream because I want someone else to have the joy of catching it. Because you know what the joy is for me? It's not really even eating it, as much as I love to eat trout. It's the catching of it. It's enjoying being in the surroundings of the nature and hearing the gurgling water. And when you get to early enough in the morning during the summer, you could see like a little bit of a mist rise up off the waters, and you could watch the fish jump for the flies, the mayflies and the caddisflies that will deposit eggs on the water. You could see the fish feeding on them, you know, jumping. And it's so exciting to see. And I admire that. And sometimes I'll bring my camera down and just take a picture of the fish when they're doing that. If all you're thinking about when you go fishing is, oh, how many can I catch and eat? Because you see a lot of people, they'll catch their limit, and boy, as soon as they catch their limit, they're gone. They don't take in the environment. They don't take in the beauty of the stream and the hillsides and the setting sun or the mist coming off the waters, which is also a part of the whole fishing experience. They just want to get as many fish as possible and get out of there. You know, you're missing something, right? Now, there's something about trout I want to share with you. Trout can only live under certain conditions. You know, you've got, you know, suckers, and you got fish that will, you know, like catfish. The water can be polluted. They could be dirty and filthy, and they could still live in there because they're bottom feeders. Trout, the water has to be pristine. You know what that means?
No.
It means clean. It can't have any pollution in it. Also, it has to be at a certain water temperature. It has to be within a certain range where it's cold enough for them. If it's too warm, they're not going to survive. So it's only in a certain temperature range when the water is very, very clean, you know, and then you've got, you know, caddisflies and mayflies, you know, which they like to feed on, an abundance of that. And boy, you're going to have lots of trout there and lots of fun catching them and releasing them and letting others have the same enjoyment. Well, you know, we're the same way like those trout. We can only live under certain conditions. If we live in a world that is filled with toxic air, these fumes coming from smokestacks, you know, and it turns the sky black.
They would go into our lungs and we would have lung problems.
That's right. they go into our lungs, we have lung trouble. There's a town in Ohio where the pollution is so bad that the majority of the children have developed asthma, have trouble breathing, you know? So we have to take care of this world, because this world is our home. Until Jesus comes back, this is our home. And God says, I want you to take care of it. Keep it clean, you know? So that's, we have to respect this environment we live in. We have to keep it clean. We have to remember that this is a gift from God that God has entrusted us with. The whole story of Adam and Eve is really a story about two gardeners that God has given the opportunity to tend that beautiful garden of His called Eden. And that's what we do. We're like gardeners. We have to tend and make sure that it's proper. And then the fruit of it will be good enough to eat. Okay? So the important thing to remember is what? What did I just say? What?
To always take care of the earth.
Take care of the earth. And we can do that many ways. We can just make sure that we don't throw trash into the ground and leave it there. That's why we have trash buckets or garbage cans, you know? You know, that we don't dump polluted our motor oil into the streams or anything like that. We want to make sure it's nice and clean so that the fish can continue to thrive and we can all continue to appreciate it. Okay? Ready to pray? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for giving us this beautiful, beautiful creation and for making us part of the creative order as well. And we ask that you'll help us to become sensitive to how we can become better stewards of this earth and to continue to recognize how important it is to be clean and to honor it and know that it comes from you and that it is a gift for us to be able to work in it and to enjoy it. In Christ's name we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thanks a lot.